hip-hop conversations.
Hip-hop minute.
Yeah, because you lost that shit. What up, though? This beat giving you the hip-hop minute. Make sure you check out a young beat maker, Connor Cashby. You can download his free EP beat tape at soundcloud.com/Cashby. Make sure y'all check it out, man. Good young up-and-comer teenager beat maker, man. So make sure y'all check that out. Also, September 27th, not only we got Ninth Wonder and them dropping, we also got Evidence dropping. Cats and Dogs, his LP, should be pretty dope. Also, add Detroit on the map. Will Sessions dropping the dropping an instrumental version of Illmatic. Make sure y'all check out for that, man. That's gonna be hot. Stone's Throw got a new release coming up, man. MED, if you never heard him, he done some work with Madlib, did some work with Jay Dilla. He got an album coming out called Classic, November 1st. Also, you can buy it digitally right now. So if you go to stonestore.com, the website, you can go check it out from there. Pretty dope. The production is crazy. Madlib, Alchemist, Oh No. Also, man, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. We got everything. K Binge, trying to get Modest Media up on this bad boy, man. He just keep procrastinating, man. What's up, Modest Media? Come to Twitter. Everybody asking about you. Everybody give you shout outs on Twitter, man. So come to Twitter. Follow us on Twitter, man. BZ430, Mike C Town, B4247, K Binge. You know, appreciate for everybody that's chopped it up with us on the Dead End Hip Hop Fantasy Football League, man. We had a blast during our draft, man, last Saturday, man. So shout out to everybody that chopped it up with us on there, man. But other than that, Dead End Hip Hop, man. BZ coming at you.
Carter 4 dropped a week or so ago. Everybody was really making, you know, a lot of expectations about what he's going to sell first week out, this, that, and the other. And as it turns out, he sold 964,000 albums first week out, almost went platinum in the first week again with the Carter 4, like he did with the Carter 3.
With the leaked album.
So the thing is, how? How does a guy, how does Lil Wayne do something like that in this hip-hop climate where album sales are slow, where people are really not buying albums?
Like, more importantly, the album getting bashed. Like, the album came out, a lot of people didn't like it. A lot of people really went in on Wayne, really bashed
him. It was a trending topic on Twitter.
Yeah.
Everything is better than Carter, and people are going ham on it.
But he sells almost a million. So you know, that really, you know, leads me to believe maybe really bought some of these shits.
But see, that's what people are saying. But do you really think that's the case, though?
But, you know, but the thing is that artists have done that in the past. That's not nothing new.
But to buy that many?
I don't think he bought 900-some copies. You know what I'm saying? But I think he bought a couple hundred thousand. It's not like he doesn't have the money to. Dude, he doubled Watch the Throne. Double. That's crazy.
Why is it crazy, though?
It's crazy because he did it with an album that leaked damn near a week before he released it. And on top of that, the album was not receiving amongst the public positive reviews from people that were on Twitter, from people that were online that just happened to listen to this album.
So is Lil Wayne more popular than Jay-Z and Kanye?
What? I'm
just...
Let's get to it.
That's a good question, because how else would he outsell him?
The way you're setting this stage up, B, is pretty much saying is what? Lil Wayne more popular than Jay-Z and Kanye West?
I think that's a fair question. What do you think?
What do you think? That's what I'm asking you. What do you think?
What do you think? I'll tell you what I think, but I want to know what you think.
Oh, I mean, Lil Wayne is more popular than Jay-Z and Kanye, I think, in the general young hip-hop community, because they look at Jay-Z and Kanye West and be like, oh, man, nobody want to hear no Jay-Z old-ass, man. Lil Wayne, Carter 4 all day, baby. That's all
as
they be saying.
As popular as Jay-Z is, as popular as Kanye West is, and Wayne is not a young cat himself.
younger than, I mean, he's in a from an 18 through 24 year old. Yeah, he's Wayne is looked at as, you know, young compared to Jay-Z and Kanye West. They look at Jay-Z like, oh, they're 40 year old ass nigga out here.
You're talking about, we have three superstars, three separately, and you have two that teamed up and dropped an album that everybody was waiting for. We're talking about two superstars that have number one albums, that have a huge fan base.
And most importantly, like you said, it didn't leak.
And it didn't leak.
It didn't leak. So how the hell does somebody leak something and still go platinum in this economic, like in this climate? Like Ken said, people don't sell records. How is that possible? You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, when you heard it and people started bashing it off rip, how do you still sell a million? So I think that this is part of the problem in hip-hop, where people say, well, we don't like this and we don't like that. But you're still supporting it. You're still giving this guy the ammunition to keep putting out this type of stuff.
But who's bashing it, though?
Everybody was bashing it.
No, it wasn't.
Wow.
Everybody's not.
Why are you always giving the wow? Come on, dog. They weren't. People on Twitter were talking shit. But the critics were saying, it's Lil Wayne. His core fan base, it's Lil Wayne. They still liked it. Like, the public was not bashing this album. Y'all are really exaggerating. We're on Twitter. Our followers, yes, they were bashing the album.
Of course.
Our followers are not Lil Wayne's core fan base. Let's, like, come on, dog. Like, really?
Baby said, I think Lil Wayne would go platinum in a week.
Of course he says that, because he has the money.
Exactly. Baby also said, Baby also said that Lil Wayne is a better MC than Jay-Z.
And he also said,
yes, I mean, baby also has a star on top of his fucking
right.
He also said that Lil Wayne has more money than Jay-Z.
All of those, it's not factual. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could agree with Modest Media on that, where if we're looking at facts, Baby doesn't have nothing to stand on.
Okay, so wait, so let's go back. So what were y'all arguing with him about on the phone then?
We were arguing.
You were real.
No,
real.
No, no, no. We
were strong. I want to make sure you ain't trying
to go back. Okay, no. We were arguing that it was
Wayne is not more popular than Jay.
No.
Right? Wasn't that the argument?
No.
That was one of the arguments
that he was arguing with you about.
No. I was arguing the direct competition. That's what we were arguing
about. We were talking about, yes, the competition between Jay-Z and Lil Wayne.
Exactly.
And
but what were y'all fighting? Like, y'all were... So, I put the phone down. I muted the fuck out y'all because I was sick of hearing.
Like,
so, I don't know what y'all are arguing about.
Y'all talking about the line that it's not being a competition. Like, this is still a competition. Jay need to respond because it's a competition.
Because Wayne went directly at Jay-Z.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Jay-Z went directly at Wayne, and Wayne went right back.
But you guys were equating this situation to that.
Because we were saying... Because Modest Media was saying that Jay-Z doesn't talk this or that about album sales, right? He said that, and I said that Jay-Z always says he has 11 number one albums.
No, I didn't say he just doesn't talk about. I said right now on, because y'all was trying to put you said,
you said, you said that album sales was irrelevant. You said album sales, did he not? You said that album sales didn't matter. You said album sales didn't matter.
Didn't matter to Jay-Z.
Exactly, to Jay-Z and Wayne.
Because I don't think it's a competition.
Why not? But okay, so in that respect, I do agree with Rod. Because I was under the impression that the entire situation between Jay-Z and Lil Wayne / Baby was the fact that Jay-Z said he has more money than Baby. Baby says he has more money than Jay-Z. What the fuck's that got to do with your album outselling the other one? Nothing.
Because
Lil Wayne could outsell Jay-Z 5 times in a row. Jay-Z will still have more money.
Because right now, there's tension between the two.
But that's got nothing to do with the argument. So even if Lil Wayne came back and said, my album outsold Jones, Jay-Z
doesn't care.
Like, I still got more money.
Right.
I still got more money. So he could do it again.
He can do it again.
Bank and get your bank.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, that's irrelevant. I never said anything about you selling more than me.
So that was the confusing part. So y'all get into that.
I was asking Rod about the popularity. We didn't argue popularity. I didn't argue that popularity.
But you did sound you disagreed with him when he said that, though.
Yeah, I did at first, but it's like, okay, whatever. All right, that's how he feels. But, you know what I'm saying, in terms of the, it was a direct shot at Jay-Z. It was a direct shot at Wayne. And that was my whole thing. And you're saying that album sales and money, all that shit is all the same shit. Because in commercial hip hop, it's all about having number one albums and making money. And you can't, like, one equates the other. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, okay, one doesn't necessarily equate the other, but one has something to do with the other, because Jay says it all the time. It's something Jay uses in his ammunition to say he's better than somebody.
My point was is that Jay's not saying that now. Y'all was like, oh, we got to put Throne against Carter Four. You can't put Throne against Carter Four.
Why not?
What you mean, why not? Because it's not a direct competition.
Look, it's not a direct competition. It's not like they made Watch the Throne. Hold on. Let me explain.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It was not a direct competition, like saying, oh, you drop this one, I'm going to drop that. It wasn't like that. But what I'm saying is it competition? Because Jay-Z always uses, hey, I got all these number one albums. Now Wayne has to now Wayne has a place to say, well, you just dropped your shit, I doubled your shit, and I got the number one album. And what? It's ammunition for him to use against Jay directly. It's a direct correlation.
But Jay's not talking about that shit anymore.
But Jay's
not
always talking about.
You keep saying that he always talks about it, and he's not talking about that anymore.
So you're saying one time on this Throne album.
We're gonna sell this. We're gonna do this. They strictly just talked about.
So what you're saying is that that's not a pride thing. That's not a pride thing that Jay-Z always says that
he
shit.
He did say he did mention number one albums on the Throne.
Number one albums on what did he say?
He said I can't remember.
I think that was on Blueprint 3.
I said that already.
Yeah, I remember.
That was a Jay album. All I'm saying, these dudes made a collaborative album that wasn't even supposed to be a full album. It's like, you know what? Let's we having fun. We just make some records, and we're gonna rap about what we want to rap about. We're gonna put it out when we want to put it out.
You don't think they salty? They didn't that Wayne sold more albums than him?
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not.
You really don't think so in a competitive world like hip hop. Jay-Z with his ego. Kanye with his ego. When they look at those numbers and say, oh God, my shit did not leak. My shit did not leak. His shit leaked.
I think y'all getting it twisted on this whole leak shit. The leak shit wasn't about so we can sell more records. The leak shit was like, we want to put this shit out when we want
to
put it out.
So here together as a whole package,
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's all they care about.
All the artists have been saying for years.
Jay can say it. Well, Jay at least can say that. He honestly just wanted to release some music. He said it on numerous occasions that he says it's on Blueprint 3 that he doesn't care about it selling like that. He says it on that, man. It's about just, he just want to put it out.
Okay,
he can come out the game.
So you honestly believe that Jay-Z goes out there and one of his goals is not to have a number one album? Is that what you're saying, though?
To not have a number one
exactly.
album?
Exactly. Do you not think that
he doesn't want a number one album? All I'm saying is that if it doesn't sell, it's not going to hurt him, dog. It's not going to matter.
All right. But that's all I'm saying.
Okay, like, so how would he care about somebody
that.
Saying
But to his ego, to him being the greatest or whatever. Because look at what Jay-Z's basing his criteria on being the greatest.
There's nothing that Wayne can do to fuck with Jay's ego, dog.
Can that be honest?
Yeah, that's the only thing. But is that would that happen? No. That's imaginary.
So
that's not gonna happen.
So you saying, so right now, if Wayne was like in an interview or whatever and says, man, I doubled his album sales and I got the number one album, same time he dropped. Yeah, ain't no competition. He said something like that. So Jay-Z's not going to say something? So you saying that Wayne does not have ammunition? Wayne does not have fuel to the fire on this because of the numbers? Because of everything? He has 8 singles on the radio? Like that? So you saying that does not give nothing to Wayne? So is that what you're saying?
All right, you want to go there, Ralph? Okay, again, like I said on the phone, on Carter 3, Jay is featured on his song, Mr. Carter. I made so much money in this rap shit. It's your go. What the fuck are you talking about, dog? He's already said that I don't give a fuck. It's your time now. On Mr. Carter. Okay. Say something to that.
Because Jay-Z always.
Say something to that. He said it on his own track. He doesn't care if Wayne outsells.
But if he does, it's a competition now. Good job, Wayne.
Good job, dude. You sold your albums. You've done what I've done.
You ready now?
You've done what I've done. Doc, he's already said it.
But say something. Rod.
Exactly.
Like, they were cool, though.
Like, now?
Come on, man. Come on, dog. But Rod, come on. It's different now,
man.
They were cool. Like, they
but
had...
you don't think that was a sincere thing?
No, I'm not saying it's not sincere. I'm saying at that time when he said that, he meant it. But they were cool. Shit has changed.
Exactly.
It's like we hooping and we on the same team.
Responding to something that Baby said, dog.
He didn't have to respond.
But it's Jay. If he wants to respond, he's gonna respond.
Right.
It's not like he hates. I'm pretty sure Jay doesn't hate Wayne, dog. He might have to hate him now because he said that about his wife.
If he did not want to beef with Lil Wayne, he wouldn't have responded.
He
wouldn't have taken a shot.
Jay is not trying to beef with Lil Wayne.
Then why did he take a shot? Why
because Baby said that, and as a man, he's going to say what he wants to say. If he wants to talk about it, and he wants to rhyme about it, he's going to do it. It's Jay. Y'all just said he's an asshole.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is...
Just because Mike is an asshole sometimes, like, he's not going to... You're going to say he doesn't like you? No.
So the response, the shot back.
But
I ain't no asshole.
Yes, sure. Mike can talk shit about people all day, but he still likes people.
Of course.